Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-karim amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwah. Wa qala ta'ala wa ana lakum nasihun amin. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Wa qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ad-dinu an-nasiha. Respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned ad-dinu an-nasiha. This is part, the beginning of a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned deen, the essence of deen is wishing the best for your Muslim brother, your Muslim sister. Nasiha comes from the Arabic explanation of nasahtul asal. When a person extracts honey, then he extracts that which is pure and the residue is left behind. So nasiha has a connotation of something which is pure, something which is genuine, something which is sincere. And it is also mentioned nasahtu thawb. I mended the clothing, the garment. It had patches, there were holes. So to cover up these holes, to mend the garment, to patch it up, this is the essence of nasiha. You find some shortcomings, some deficiencies, so you assist the person in mending those holes, in patching up those holes, closing those holes. So if you bear these two things in mind, then you will understand what is nasiha. Nasiha doesn't just mean giving advice. I can give a person advice, but the advice is not the correct, it's not the best for that person. That is why ulama have written, what is nasiha? Iradatu jami'il khair lil mansuh lahu. A person who has come to you and he needs counseling, he needs some advice, then you must intend all good for the person. Every single good that you can pass over to that person, you must desire that for him. To understand this by way of example, the sahabi Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu ta'ala, he was known, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, to say, Yusufu hadhi ummah. He is the Yusuf of this ummah. Because he was extremely handsome. Before he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem informed the Sahaba of somebody with an honorable coming. Lahu mashatun min al-malaika. He's got the touch of an angel. He was so handsome. Very tall. Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends him to destroy a place of worship of the disbelievers, Dhul Khalasa, which is known Al-Kaaba Al-Yamaniya. It's a lengthy incident. He sends Jarir bin Abdullah. Jarir says, Ya Rasulullah, I la athbutu ala al-khayl. I'm not firm on the horse, I fall off. I can't sit firmly. Whenever I ride a horse, I fall off the horse. Nabiya Kareem struck his Mubarak hand on the chest of Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, and Allahumma thabbithu, and Allahumma ja'alu hadiyan mahdiyan. Allah keep him firm, or Allah make him hadiyan mahdiyan. Make him a guide to others, and make him be guided himself. Jarir radiallahu ta'ala says, when I sat on the horse, I never fell off them. He says, ma hajabani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mundu aslamtu. The day I accepted Islam, he accepted Islam right in the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, the moment I accepted Islam, from that day, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not stop me from sitting in his gathering at any time or visiting him. وَلَا رَآنِي إِلَّا ضَحِكْتُ. Whenever he saw me, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. So this Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajri radiallahu anhu, once he was traveling with Anas radiallahu anhu. Anas was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In age, Jarir was elder. Jarir, in the safar, he is making the khidmat of Anas radiallahu anhu. Anas is radiallahu anhu, feeling embarrassed. Jarir, what are you doing? You elder? He says, no, when I saw the manner in which the Ansar looked, took care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I took a qasam in Allah, that whenever I'm joining any Ansari, I will make his khidmat. So this Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu sends his servant to purchase a horse for him. First servant goes, finds a suitable horse, appropriate horse, pays the right price for it, 300 dirhams. And he comes back. Jarir asks the servant, how much you paid? He said, I paid 300 dirhams. He said, no. You didn't pay the right price. The servant is surprised. Nonetheless, they go. Who sold you the horse? Certain person. But you sold this horse to him, 300 dirhams. I think this horse has got more value. I need to pay you more. That person obviously agreed. I give you 400. He said, I'm pleased. He says, about to make the deal. He said, no. I think you need a better price for it. Let's make it 500. Each time is increasing. 600. 700. Came to 800 dirhams. From 300 dirhams to 800 dirhams. Then Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajri radin tells the people who were watching this whole scene, Ma bi junoon, I'm not gone mad, not insane. But when I pledge allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bayatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala iqami salah wa ita'i zakah wa nushi li kulli muslim. That I will establish salah, I will discharge zakat, and I'll be a well-wisher for every Muslim. A nice English word for nasiha, altruism. A person really genuinely goes all out. And he tells the person exactly, this is what Allama Kirmani rahmatullah explains nasiha, and he said, what is nasiha? You feel ihtimamul qalb ala masaibil muslimin. You feel the pain, the grief, the sorrow. When any calamity befalls the Muslims, you feel the genuine pain. You are restless. Then, badlun nushi lahum. You exert yourself in advising them, giving them sound advice and correct advice. And wa irshaduhum ila masali'ihim. And you guide them to what is most advantageous for them, what is most beneficial for them. Whether they understand it or not, whether they are happy or not, but you give them the best and you guide them to what is best for them. So this is nasiha, where you wish the best for your Muslim brother and sister. That is why Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Believers are brothers. Why? Because you're wishing not harm for your brother. You don't get happy when you see him suffering any loss. He bought a new car, you don't give him some sarcastic remark. No, this thing doesn't suit you. He purchased a new home and he is happy. You don't make some silly remark and hurt the person's feeling. You give him words of motivation, encouragement, and you guide him to what is best for him. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the famous Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom Rasulullah made special dua when he had the wudu water ready for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his miswak, his musalla, and Nabi Kareem sallam had gone to make istinja. When he came out, he looked at everything ready for him. He got so happy. Who did this for me? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I did it. Nabi Kareem became so happy, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab wal-hikmah. Oh Allah, give him the understanding of Quran and Sunnah. He became the leader of the Mufassirin. In other words, when we read Quran and the various ayat and its meanings, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was amongst those sahaba who understood the purports of the meaning the best. He says three things. And from this we'll understand nasiha again. He says, when I read Quran, when I have understanding of Quran at that time, I have this desire in my heart that every Muslim person may also have this understanding that Allah has given me. Then he says, when there's drought in any far land, and suddenly it begins to rain, and there are livestock there, I get so happy that those Muslim brothers and sisters are benefiting now because there's rain coming and the animals will be able to drink water, even though I don't have a single sheep in that flock. So there's no benefit for him, but he's happy when some other Muslim person is benefiting. And then he says, if there is a qadi, a judge, and the judge is just and is giving correct verdicts, I become so happy, even though I may never ever need the judge in my life. So this is what nasiha means simply, that we wish best for the Muslim brother and sister. Ad-deenu al-nasiha. Deen is altruism. You go all out to guide the person. You don't wish any harm to come upon him. You don't rejoice on any loss at that person, whatever he's suffering. And you give him words you compliment him. And you give him kind words. to support and motivate him. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to be amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.